te whakarongo koe ki te reo irirangi pō. We're going to have a little listen to a kōrero that I was very lucky to have with Leila Tarando a Violeta yesterday. In case you've missed it, she's playing at Community Gardens gig tomorrow night at Waimu Bar, the 4th of October, with support from DJ Kristen Stewart and Fern. She's really interesting. She's super prolific, puts out heaps of music, ranging everywhere from sort of experimental left field club music to more ambient stuff. And she does a lot of field recording. So I really enjoyed having a chat with her about her process and some of the field recording she's doing here in Aotearoa of some lovely bird sounds. You do not want to miss this gig. It's going to be real good tomorrow night. We do have a single pass to give away as well. So as you're listening to this kōrero, if you'd like to head along, flick us a text on 5395 with your name, your B-card number and community garden, and you could be heading along for free. I'm really excited to talk about your work. It sort of spans everything from some quite interesting left field and experimental club music to some more ambient stuff.
I think it comes from me moving around a lot. So I think I'm quite absorbent. I moved around countries a lot and toured a lot in my life, so each place has a different musical imprint on me, and so I'm never still in that regard.
You're from Uruguay, but you live in Ireland at the moment. Those are two really interesting places. How do you think they connect to your sound?
Yeah, so I lived in Uruguay most of my life, but yeah, I moved to Ireland 3 years ago, and first I tried living in other countries in Europe, but I didn't quite fit in. But I'm living in in remote Ireland now, and I think, it's really beautiful there because I found a connection with my hometown. Somehow, I don't even know how to explain it, but it's very similar to South America in many regards, nature regards. So yes, I am finding a nice home there now, building.
Mm-hmm. Being close to nature must be something that's quite important to you because you do a lot of field recordings for your music, hey?
Yeah, definitely.
Tell me a little bit more about how you came to field recordings, because it's an interesting mix, you know, bringing these nature sounds into quite industrial and experimental electronic music.
Yeah, I would say field recordings are key to my production because they act sort of like the soul in the machine, since most of my work is electronic. It's built with hardware and Logic Pro, so it sometimes exists in a very polished or synthetic space, and I think the field recordings I capture are like a grounding that space, so they add an essential organic texture or terrestrial depth that the machine alone can't generate. So yeah, it's very important for me.
Yeah, tell me a little bit about the field recordings that you're going to be doing in Aotearoa, in New Zealand, while you're here.
Oh yes, I've been doing quite a lot already. So I've been always obsessed with birds all my life. So there's no more, this place is ideal. It's a dream. I feel like I just can't express it enough. Mm-hmm. But it's been wonderful. For example, the other day I got a bit lost in the forest, and I was surrounded by fantails, and I've never seen them before, and it was mind-blowing. And also I've never heard a more beautiful sound than the garigons keep waking me up every morning, and I'm really into the bird calls, so it's been amazing really here. Everything, every sound, and also the weather reminds me of home, because Uruguay and New Zealand are actually in the same latitude. So how something in the air is pretty interesting.
You've played some pretty big stages as well, Primavera, and now you're going to be playing a show this weekend in Auckland. What are you excited for with this show?
I'm always excited to play for the first time in new places, but I really like the scene here. I've been hearing so many interesting yeah, Bags and I, the venue seems to be pretty great. So mm-hmm. yeah, I'm just looking forward. I'll make a set that is like very high energy, so it's not a lot of ambient stuff. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'm really looking forward to playing my more danceable productions here in Auckland.
Mm. Do you incorporate, I know that a lot of the field recordings are more for your ambient stuff, but do you ever incorporate them in your live performances as well?
Oh, I definitely do, yes. They are layered as textures in the background. But yes, they are ever-present, even in my most, hardcore, yeah, danceable songs. You could hear the bird calls or the water sounds, they are always present.
Mm, it's quite special to have that as a touch point when you're on the dance floor, eh? Remembering to connect yourself to nature even though you're sort of in this dark club.
Yeah, I agree. It's kind of trippy in that sense. Yeah.
Mm. Was that the intention for you? Is that sort of why you incorporate nature a lot in your productions?
Yeah, I would say so, because I'm not a fully digital person. Of course, I make music with synths and hardware, but I just needed a touching ground because I'm very into nature, so it wouldn't feel authentic without having an axis there. So yeah, that's the case.
I'd love to talk a little bit about maybe some of your musical influences, because we've talked about the nature sounds and everything, and you have such a unique sound that spans so many different genres. So I'm really interested in who you're listening to at the moment.
I actually don't listen to much electronic music as it might seem. Mm. So lately I've been listening to a lot of like Arthur Russell, Roger Doyle, Fat Gadget. So I listen to a lot of Magnetic Fields, Kate Bush always, she's mm-hmm. a big reference, Geneva Jacuzzi, and then a lot of Uruguayan music, like, I don't know, Silvia Meyer, Darnoshans, Lechuga Zafiro. He's a really good influence on me. He's a good friend. And honestly, I could go on forever. I also have a couple friends here, like friends with an artist called Salvia Plath, and he's so good. And I really liked a band that was called Library.
I love that you're talking about Uruguayan artists as well. I hear a lot of those sort of Latin rhythms in some of your dancier tracks as well. Is that really important to you to incorporate that in your music?
Oh, definitely. That's where I'm from, and it's ever present. Even if I didn't want to, like, it keeps coming back in my... Yeah, definitely.
Oh, so cool. I'm so excited for the show on Saturday. I think it's going to be really special. When you're playing in a club setting, are you feeding off of the audience a lot, or is it quite you sort of follow your own thing and what you want to do?
So it's quite interesting, that question, because I think I feed on the energy, but I completely dissociate from the audience. So it's like pretty a mixture of both.
Yeah.
But yes, I feel on the energy of the crowds a lot. Yes, definitely. I have a very high energy performance on stage. Jumping around.
So cool. You're releasing music all the time, so I'm guessing we can expect some music with some New Zealand birds in there quite soon.
Yeah, definitely that's gonna happen.
Awesome.
They're very inspiring. I have never heard bird calls as beautiful as I have here, so I'm like, wow. Yeah.
I'm so excited to hear it. Do you decide beforehand, I'm gonna use this and sort of paint a picture, or is it like you just get whatever sounds and then slot them in where you think they fit?
No, I would say I'm really interested in the concept of deep listening, so I just go on hikes and record, and then I go and filter it. So it could be anything that evokes me from those long hours of field recordings, you know? So it's more like an after process of selecting. First, I'm present in the nature and just not looking for any concrete sound, just whatever comes to me.
That's a special creative process that not a lot of people get to tap into, eh? Just sort of allowing it to come first and then deciding what to do with it.
Oh, yeah, I think, my mind is to be present in the moment, so I just like to enjoy it and also enjoy my time there, you know. So later when I'm home, because I'm quite a quiet person in that regard, I don't go out much, especially recently. So yeah, I just have hours and hours of field recordings to go through and pick up the best bits, yeah.
She's so cool. Lila Tarando, Violeta. Thank you so much, Lila, for having a corridor with me yesterday. So cool to learn a little bit more about her wonderful music and her process.
That's such an epic process.
Yeah, recordings. Really cool, really interesting.
That is so groovy.
In case you missed it, Lila is playing tomorrow night at Whammy Bar as part of Community Garden with support from Finn and DJ Kirsten Stewart. If you'd like a ticket, you can head to Under the Radar, or you can text us right now on 5395 with your name and your B-card number, and you could be heading along for free. It's going to be an awesome show, and it's Leela's first time playing in Aotearoa. So I reckon you want to get amongst.
Yeah, I reckon. Time for a dance. Text us. 5395.